ready? Okay, one, two, three, let it go.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Landon, and I'm in seventh grade.
Okay, so what's your role in this project?
To just make a model about what the balloons did when the hot air was going in, the balloon floating, and then it falling to the ground.
Okay, so how do you do that?
So what I did, I just drew a balloon. I drew like the hot air gun they're using, and then I just drew little circles as the hot air molecules. And so basically, that's all you really do for it.
I'm Calder, and I'm in seventh grade.
Okay. Are you doing kind of the same thing?
Yeah.
How are you finding it so far?
I'm almost complete.
Are you learning anything from this?
Yeah.
What have you learned?
That hot air can make, like, hot air can go up really fast, and cold air can make it go down really fast.
Okay. What's the longest it's gone today? Have you hit downtown yet, or?
No.
looks like the wind's blowing that direction, though, right?
Yeah, the farthest it's gone so far is the lady who lived next to the Ware's house fell in her garden. And okay. One of the people had to go retrieve it. So.
So you have to go get them afterwards, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Looks like a fun project on a summer day, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Cool. There goes another.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Kanek. I'm on eighth grade, and we're almost on our second time flying our balloon.
Okay, so this one's already gone up.
Yep, this one already has gone up.
How did it do the first time?
It went quite good. It went to a lady's backyard, quite near the stadium. Hopefully it'll go further this time.
You had to run and retrieve it afterwards?
Yeah, we had to retrieve it.
Okay. Hello, I'm Nathan, and I'm in eighth grade, and I'm Kinect's partner for the hot air balloon project.
Okay. Did you help make the balloon?
Yeah.
Okay, how long did it take?
It took a couple days, actually. Probably took like 3-4 days.
Yeah. Okay. You happy with the product?
Yeah. I mean, it's got a lot of patches, but it went pretty far, though. I'm happy with that.
You're hoping to get farther this second time?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What's the key? Getting it full of that hot air, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Good luck with the second round here.
All right. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Tori, and I'm in eighth grade.
Okay. Who else do we have here?
Hi, I'm Heidi, and I'm in eighth grade.
Okay.
I'm Serena, and I'm in eighth grade.
All right. Serena, what was your role in this balloon? Did you help out with it? Or?
Yeah. So we, like, made a template, and then we glued a bunch of tissue paper together, and then we put it over the template and cut it out, and then we glued all the pieces together.
I have to say, your balloon, it looks well made.
Okay, one, two, three, let
we
it go.
We tried to make it look like fire, and we named it Icarus.
Okay.
After
the boy who flew too close to the sun.
Gotcha.
And we're hoping it goes just as far as Icarus did.
Has this one been up yet already? Or
no, it has not. Time. We're the last group to go up.
Okay, all right. Looks like they're ready for you guys. So
yeah.
Go ahead, hop up there.
Ready, one, two, three, go! Go, 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 go!
Tell me about this project. Is this end of year kind of thing? Or?
End of the year, traditional eighth grade project. I believe Don Holmes started it. John Painter stepped in after that, and then Joanne Day ran it for a number of years.
So the 8th graders made the balloons?
8th graders made the balloons in their math and science class for the last week. They're given a template. Everybody has this choice of colors. They spend the week gluing it and cutting it and putting it together, and then we get to see how high and far they fly.
Okay. So is it kind of a mix of science and math classes?
Yeah. Or? Yep, we adjust the schedule for the last week, we take the 8th graders in the morning, and they spend the whole morning working on the balloon project.
Okay.
Fun way to end the year.
Yeah, very cool. And 7th graders helping out, though.
7th graders are taking data, talking about the shape of them, the temperature that we're trying to release them at, and they're making sketches and trying to look at the difference between the shapes of them and how far they fly.
Okay. Yeah, what's the record?
Well, years ago, we actually got in trouble with the FAA because we had drawstrings on the bottom, and so they would hold all their hot air, and they were, we thought it was fun. We had them up in the flight pattern, I guess, and
we got a phone. That was
not a good idea. No, it wasn't. We got a phone call, and they came up and visited us, and so we've changed the design. They've ended up in the harbor and all the way across Hagen. So, yeah.
The wind is good today. It's sending them towards downtown.
Yeah, yeah. The wind is not allowing them to go that direction. So, yeah.
Wow, very cool. Fun project.
Yes, fun way to spend a sunny morning.
All right. Cool. Thank you.
All right. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
Awesome! Yeah.